All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham, the Utes are home hosting UCLA. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ryan Cartier, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. I know there was a lot of talk or concern early in the season about how good the Pac-12 is going to be top to bottom, how it might beat itself up and subsequently hurt its chances of making the playoff. Does it seem to you like that's kind of come to fruition?
I think so. I mean, with no undefeated teams left in conference play, I think that definitely speaks to that. And, you know, what I'd like to see, I don't think the problem is nine conference games as opposed to eight. The problem is the inequality across the country. You know, if every conference of the Power Five had nine conference games, then it's a level playing field. And so it's not really whether it's eight or nine, in my opinion. It's that we need to get everyone on the same page somehow and have a little more uniformity among conferences, because there's a lot at stake. I mean, there is a lot at stake when you're talking about four playoff spots. And for one conference to play nine games or a couple conferences and the rest having eight games, that's a disparity. And so that I don't think that's a level playing field.
Is there a solution other than changing the amount of games you play
conference?
Or is that just something where the Pac-12 is just that good?
No, I think the other solution would be to make you have to expand the playoff to eight teams, but make every Power Five champion automatically in the playoff. And then that solves the problem as well. But right now, with four spots and five power conferences, and some conferences playing eight games and some playing nine, it is not a level playing field.
Thanks.
Okay.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Kyle, I know that there's so many weeks off in the Pac-12, so you can take it easy for your next game. But I wanted to look.
tell me when that happens. Give me the heads up when that week is for me. So.
I'm sure you reviewed the Arizona film and had some strong feelings here and there. Do you have a formula for why Arizona seems to have you guys right now in four straight games?
Well, I wish I did. Yeah, I wish I did. The last 3 years was our inability to stop the run. They ran the football on us up and down the field. This year was completely different. You know, we did a really good job against the run relative to what Arizona usually does week in and week out running the football. But Solomon, the quarterback, we had no answer for. You know, he played his best game of the season, in my opinion. And really, you know, him throwing the football as well as extending plays from the pocket. You know, we didn't sack him one time. We got to him quite a bit, but we could never complete the sack because he would elude the rush and extend the play and either make a nice gain running the football or scramble around and find a receiver. So I think that was, they've had our number, no doubt about it. 4 years in a row now they've had our number, but it was different this year than how it's gone down in years past.
And now give me your assessment of Josh Rosen. Does he look like a true freshman quarterback?
Not anymore. You know, he might have at the beginning of the year, but you can see him just like when we played Jake Browning, you know, a couple weeks ago. You see the maturity and the development progressing as the season goes on through the game films, and he's a heck of a quarterback. I mean, he is doing a great job, and he's got it all. He's got the size, he's got the arm, he's got those intangibles. You know, the ability to go through his read progressions and the leadership and all that stuff. So it looks like they've got themselves a quarterback, heck of a quarterback for the next several years.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Do we have any additional questions for Coach? Last chance. All right, hearing none, Kyle, that's it. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. We'll see you.